Oh my God, team. Sydney Festival is back for 2022 in all its glory. The summer celebration has over 130 events across the city with a range of free and ticketed events on offer, and it's running between January 6th to the 30th. And this morning, we're joined by the festival director, Olivia Ansell, to get a bit of an insight into what she's excited about and how we can all get involved. Olivia, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Willie.
Oh my God. Firstly, congratulations to you on pulling together what looks to be a fantastic lineup. It literally launched today. How are you feeling?
Oh, look, we're feeling so excited and so relieved to finally be able to sort of unleash this program on Sydney. You know, it was quite dark there for a couple of months in over 116 days of lockdown in Sydney. So we're thrilled that most of New South Wales is fully vaccinated and things are getting back to normal. And we can do what we do best, which is, you know, igniting Sydney in summer.
Yes. Oh, my God. And I think it's just going to be such a vibrant time, right, for everyone getting out and about. It's a mammoth job you've got. Like I said, there's over 130 events. I'm going to ask
you. Sorry, you go.
I was going to say, I'm going to ask you the question that no one should ask you. But what are some of the top events that you're looking forward to getting out there?
That is such a hard question because, you know, it's like having lots of children and being asked to choose
yes.
one. And look, you know, there's 33 world premieres and 52 new commissions in 25 days. So it's certainly jam-packed. But my hot tips would be do not miss Girl from the North Country at the Theatre Royal, which is this really powerful and moving play with music written by Connor McPherson to the music of Bob Dylan. And that's also got an all-Australian cast, so it's a Broadway production but starring Australian actors like Helen Dallimore and Zara Newman and Peter Carroll. The other hot tip would be Speaker's Corner, which is a freewheeling throwback to the original Speaker's Corner in the Domain, but celebrating all these young singer-songwriters, you know, through words and music over 22 nights. You have 42 gigs from Barker to Cash Savage and the Last Drinks, Amel and the Sniffers, the Emma Pask Big Band, James Morrison, William Barton, Kelly Lee Owen, Sigur Silo. Like, the list goes on. So Speaker's Corner is definitely a highlight. And on the dance card, I would say Decadance down at Sydney Opera House, which is featuring Sydney Dance Company to Ohad Naharan's work from Batsheva Dance Company in Israel. That's the Australian-Israel collaboration. And Young Lung, Chunky Move, are coming up after a long pause, a decade since we've had Chunky Move from Melbourne perform in Sydney. Yes. and they've got a work called Young Lung, which is a rave on Mount Olympus. So, and Queen Lear at the Horton Pavilion is a do not miss.
I love it. Oh, my God. Good on you for getting all that in there. Obviously, we can all get along as observers and, you know, watching, but also there's opportunities to volunteer for the festival. Is that right?
Yes, there certainly is. You can go to the website and hit on the tab that says Get Involved. And, you know, you can follow the pathway there and it shows you how to sign up and express your interest. But you know, the Sydney Festival is built on community. It's built on people gathering together in summer. And I think this year, more than any year, that's really important. You know, our festival themes are unite, recover, hope and change. And there's a sense of healing as we come out of the last 2 years, which was somewhat apocalyptic. And so if you're feeling like you'd like to pitch in and volunteer and meet some new friends and rub shoulders with artists and get involved, then we'd love to have you. So, just hit up the website and you'll find the details there.
Yeah, we will link that to the show notes when we post the interview to the website as well. Olivia, this is the first Sydney Festival off the cab rank for you. It looks amazing. Congratulations on such a fantastic program. My family's actually flying in from Townsville in mid-January, and so I'm already like, their minds will be blown. Their minds will be blown. And the fact that, you know, there's such a big range of, there's also free events that you can get along to, and then there's some fabulous ticketed events, so there really is a lot for everyone. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it, and all the best with the festival.
Thanks so much, Willie. Take care.